John Twiggs, thanks for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And this is a film about uncertainty, right?
It is. That was probably, I think, the biggest surprise to me just in researching it and going through it was how much uncertainty there still is. Because I think there's a feeling, because in the last 5 to 10 years that we've raised awareness so much around concussions, there was a sense that we maybe had a little tighter grip on this than what we thought.
What's the uncertainty for the athletes and the families? What do they really want to have a tighter grip on?
I think it's just an understanding that you have maybe a more concrete diagnostic tool that tells you, yes, it's safe for me to resume playing. Right now, it really does hinge on observed symptoms and self-reporting from the athlete or the injured person themselves.
There's no real physical test.
Right, and I think that's the awkward position that athletic trainers and healthcare professionals are put in because they don't have that test.
The soccer player in your film, a young woman named Peyton Agnew, you actually got film of her getting a concussion in a game?
Yeah, that was a bit shocking. I mean, when we first set this out, we said, well, let's just document real life, and we're going to follow the scientists and their research, and then we're going to follow the athletic trainers, and we're just going to see what happens. Yeah, within the first month probably of us shooting in the fall of 2014, I had a football player sustaining a concussion in front of me, and then I had a soccer player sustaining a concussion in front of me. It was a chance to really document from that moment forward what they were going through.
Major characters in your film are also researchers who are working on a new test, and guys, you know, in lab coats with no personality. That's not these guys, right?
No. Right away, I think you'll find out that, yeah, they certainly don't fit that stereotype. That's Dr. Tom Rao and Dr. Sarj Patel.
But he and I are very, very different. He's more like, comes out of the UK, and he's going, hi, Rao. And I'm more like Montana Hicks.
That's all him. I would never say that.
I give him crap all the time.
He's very easy to pick on, I'm not going to lie.
They really do bring a scientific expertise that's a great match for this particular project. And I think what they were finding is, especially in mild traumatic brain injury, which is basically concussions as we know them in sports, the changes and the things that you're looking for are so subtle and so small that you really do have to dig down on a molecular level to find them.
They're basically trying to come up with a blood test that says yes or no, you're recovered from your concussion, right? And there's significant uncertainty for them throughout the film, right?
There is, yeah, and it does revolve around money. I mean, it's a never-ending quest in terms of funding. At times, I think the worries and concerns over money really infringe on the science.
It looks like you're clearly a sports fan, just based on the clips you had in there, and there's a lot of great sports footage in it.
It was happenstance that that's the direction that it went. I mean, I was strictly following the researchers. And when they decided, I think basically out of logistics and functionality, that the best way for them to get a larger sample size, they were going to have to go to sports teams. Well, once they went that route, then I was like, well, we're going to basically frame this in the world of sports.
So for someone who made this film and talked to all these athletes and coaches and parents, how are people in that world dealing with this new reality where people are so much more aware of concussions and more concerned about the damage they do?
Everyone, I think, in a way, was a bit defensive about it. There's a sense of one of two things. Either you're going to blame me for it or you're going to ruin my sport. And I think there was a real concern about that in the beginning. And we tried to tell them that, you know, we're just trying to document what's currently going on. And that's really what we want to get at, and to see what the issues and challenges are. I hope what came across is that it's a tough conflict when you're talking about the world of sports, because it's highly charged, it's very emotional, it's very competitive. That's not the best place to make, you know, long-term decisions about your health. You also see in it, there are some arguments that take place about it. It's not only arguing with the athlete on the sideline, but I know a lot of healthcare professionals that will have the argument with the parents.
Right.
And it's tough when you can't go to the parent and say, look, here are the results,
right?
This is why we're doing this, and here are our reasons and rationale behind it. Whereas right now, it's a little more vague, and it's a little tougher sell, I think, sometimes.
John Twiggs, thanks for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
Thanks for having me.